This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Tuesday. It is beautiful out, and we are so excited that you are choosing to listen to our show today. We have a lot planned for you. It is obviously 2A Tuesday, so we'll have Toby Leary on in the 2 o'clock. We also have one of my favorite political commentators of all time, Stephen Miller. Not the one from the Trump White House, the Spectator Stephen Miller at Red Stees on Twitter. He will be joining us in the 1 o'clock hour. But until then, and I cannot emphasize this enough, until then, the show is yours. It is your time to call in. It is 844-500-4242, and we will be discussing the DOJ's handling of this raid onto Donald Trump's personal residence and some of the fallout, the FBI's treatment of Donald J. Trump. But we also have a host of other things to get to, including climate change, including some of the elections that we're watching tonight, and including the Biden family and what's going on at Casa de Joe. So if you want to call in, again, it's 844-500-4242. I think I want to start today, and maybe this is a little jumping off point for everyone, with the freshest fake news right out the oven. It's a nice little serving of some hot, fresh news for all of you to start the show off right. If you follow Trump on Truth Social, I do not, Taylor, because I tried to download Truth Social and it didn't work for me. Now, that could be one of two reasons. My phone is jam-packed with very little storage, so downloading apps for me is already hard. Some of my apps I have to re-download because of how little storage I have, and I don't even re-download them.
You don't regularly clear out your cache or your
memory?
No,
I do not. No. And that's on me. That's my fault. The other thing was, it was like a waiting period to get on Truth Social, to get your own account, and I didn't wait for that. I do see the Truth Social posts because whenever he puts them out, they get reposted onto Twitter.
Right.
Ironically, he's as alive as ever on Twitter.
See, I'm just a lowly Android user. I was not taken into consideration when they built their app. They won't let me download it.
Oh.
Not that I would.
What's it like being an Android guy?
Free.
Sure. Yeah, and those messages show up in green. Everyone's like, ooh, yikes.
Doesn't bother me.
Yeah, so I saw this message from Truth Social that Trump was claiming that the FBI took three of his passports. They took two that are current, and they took one that was expired. Now, I had no reason not to believe Donald Trump. Everything else he's been saying about this raid, this unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago, was very true. The idea that they cracked his safe, that they went through Melania's closet. I haven't heard any FBI agents refuting those claims. I haven't heard anyone refuting the claim that a few months ago, when they came in June, they told him to buy a new lock for the documents, and he did. He obliged. I haven't heard them deny that either. So as far as truth goes, Donald Trump has a better record right now than the FBI. Very low bar, of course, but nonetheless, here we are. So Trump tweets this out about his passports, and this is jarring. I first heard about this on Howie's show, Howie was talking about it. And of course, Howie says the same thing that everyone's thinking, which is the only reason they really take your passport is if they think you're a flight risk. And that got me thinking, oh my gosh, are they going to arrest him? And I looked at Matt in the green room and I said, do you think they'll arrest Donald Trump? And he said, that would be crazy. And we use the word crazy in this office quite a bit because there's a lot of craziness in this world. But that would...
A lot
would,
of craziness in this office.
There's a lot of craziness in this office every single day. But that would be really beyond bonkers if we saw Donald Trump being led out of Mar-a-Lago in handcuffs.
Doing the perp walk.
It just... It's so crazy, Taylor, but I never would have thought they would have raided Mar-a-Lago. So I can't, you know, you never say never in these situations. So when I heard about the passports, I'm like, oh my God, maybe they're going to arrest him? Like, what do they think? He's a flight risk? What do they think? He's going to go to some, set up a new MAGA island somewhere and leave us all behind? And then Nora O'Donnell, who is from CBS News, you might not be familiar with her. I think she left one station to go to CBS, and then they moved the whole operation to DC, and the ratings are still in the toilet, and there's always drama happening on that set. So Nora O'Donnell puts out on her Twitter account, new. According to a DOJ official, the FBI is not, in all caps, not in possession of former President Trump's passports. Trump had
very fake news.
Trump had accused the FBI of stealing his three passports during the search of his Mar-a-Lago home. Or as we like to call it here, his MAGA-Lago home. So that was from Nora O'Donnell. And then the news cycle starts up about how Trump is lying. He's a liar. He is a big-time fibber. Now he's accusing the reputable FBI, the FBI that went in with a search warrant so narrow, they were so specific in what they wanted that they stayed for 9 hours and wreaked havoc on Mar-a-Lago and just, you know, threw a bunch of stuff around the closet, cracked open the safe, went down to the basement. They went everywhere for 9 hours. But we cannot suggest that these integrity-filled agents would ever stoop so low as to take the former president's passports. That is a step too far. How dare Donald Trump accuse the FBI of stealing his passports?
How dare you?
Now, there's only one problem with this for Nora O'Donnell. It turns out that it was very much true. And in fact, there was an email that's been circulating on Twitter. A lot of it's redacted, as to be expected with all of these emails. And the subject of this email is a passport. It says, subject passports. We have learned that the filter agents seized three passports belonging to President Trump, two expired and one being his active diplomatic passport. We are returning them and they will be ready for pickup at WFO at 2 p.m. today. I am traveling, but you can coordinate further with blank copied above. Thanks, Jay. Now, here's my favorite part of this, because you read that and you go, oh, Trump was right. Trump was right. And I'm sure, like all the other times that Trump has been right, I'm right a lot, as he likes to say. I'm sure he's going to be sent all sorts of apologies, mea culpas, my bad, didn't know, that was fake news, let me issue a correction, let me get on board with that. This is Nora O'Donnell's correction, if you can even call it that. She says, we are also learning tonight. I always like to do the original fake news tweet in a big, bold voice. And then the follow-up tweet.
A little meeker.
A little mousy voice. Like, just in case anyone's up. I don't want to wake you. If you're asleep, it's a late tweet. So if you're asleep, then don't even pay this any mind. She says, we are also learning tonight that if any items not contained in the warrant were retrieved during the FBI search in Mar-a-Lago, they will be returned. Hold on a second. Can you say that a little louder for the people in the back, Nora? Because I was told that Trump was accusing the FBI of stealing his three passports. And now you're saying, oh, if any items not contained in the warrant were retrieved during the FBI search at Mar-a-Lago, they will be returned. Any items like his passports? Can you issue a correction? I already tweeted at Nora O'Donnell today. I said, hey, you going to update on the fake news? Or are we just going to leave that as it is? And then it gets even better. Or worse, depending on how you think of it. I like to think of these things as better because it's more material for me. This guy, Kyle Chaney, he's from Politico. And he posts this email that's refuting all of the news that Trump was lying about the FBI taking his passports. And this is what Kyle Chaney writes. Ready for this, Taylor? So Trump team now publicizing this email, which shows one, The DOJ obtained three passports, two expired, not one expired, as Trump said. Okay, so.
See, he was wrong.
He was
Grace,
wrong.
I expect an apology tweet from you.
He was wrong. Only one of them was active. So that's his bad. Okay. DOJ obtained three passports, two expired, not one, as Trump said, and alerted Trump's lawyers. They were recovered by a filter team which weeds out privileged info. Trump publicized this after the DOJ offered them back. So if you were to go through this, it would go like this. Trump says, the FBI stole my passports. Everyone says, no, they didn't. You're a liar. 5 minutes later, we stole your passports, but we offered to give them back. Now apologize to us for spreading all of this harmful rhetoric about the FBI. It's so ridiculous.
Also, you might want to renew your passport.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. And in other words, it's still his fault. Everything's still his fault. Whether they steal his passports or they don't steal his passports, two's expired, three's expired, one's expired, he should say, thank you, FBI. Thank you for doing your job. Thank you for taking those and then offering to give my own personal property back. Thank you for seizing my passports from me for no reason whatsoever.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
I am so grateful to you. In other news that still is part of this, according to Hugo Lowell, federal magistrate judge Bruce Reinhart sets Thursday 1 p.m. hearing over whether to unseal Trump Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit. So that could be big news. Trump is calling for it to be released. Specifically, he said unredacted, which I think is kind of a pipe dream. I think the redactions, Taylor, are the only things that are CYAing all of these A's.
Yeah. They don't want to reveal who their human source was in Mar-a-Lago.
The redactions.
If there was one.
Redactions are the last refuge of a scoundrel. They need those redactions. That's all they have left. You're about to see more redactions in the next couple of weeks than you've ever seen in your life. I should add in here, we have incredible sound from Tucker Carlson. I try not to play too much sound from other people. But in some situations, you make an exception because Tucker was off for a while. He was back last night and he just laid this out so beautifully. It's really mind blowing just how unfair and ridiculous this whole thing is and how un-American it is. And the fact that it's happening in this country should scare everyone. We have tons to get you. We'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. The 3-Pack is a great value, and the top three uses for their air purifier are number one, odors that could be pet, tobacco, musty basement smells. Number two, the Thunderstorm air purifier can relieve allergies and sinus caused by pollen and air pollution. And number three, the safe zone ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. I also love this product because it's small. It doesn't require filters. You can hold it in your hand.
Doesn't make noise. It's very quiet.
It's chic.
It's chic. It's sleek. It has a nice physique.
It does. Yes, it does, Taylor. So get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE3. So you're getting three of these chic products with a great physique. Three. That's a really great deal. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Code word Grace. Shipping is free. We'll be right back. We're going to take your calls for this full hour. So get on the lines now. We're going right to the calls when we return. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
You'll
chips.
Get nothing and I can.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. The number is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. And I'm very interested in hearing what people think of the latest information about this raid, that they did in fact take Donald Trump's passports, but fear not, they offered to bring them back. Isn't that so nice of them? After they let the entire mainstream media call Donald Trump a liar, they...
The corrupt but benevolent FBI.
They really are. The beatings will continue until morale improves. Beyond that, though, there's other news out there that I want to get to today. And I do want to talk about where Joe Biden is during all this, because he's cutting his vacation short.
If you find out, can you tell him, please?
He's on his way back now from Kiowa. He's putting the bike rides on hold. And the guy goes on vacation more than Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. He's just globetrotting all over the place, going from beach to beach. Now he's coming back to sign this huge legislative win.
Do you know who doesn't get to come back, though?
Dr. Jill.
Dr. Jill.
Dr. B. We should get into that. Dr. B has COVID. But she has mild symptoms, so she should be fine. But she is isolating in Kiowa at that 20.
Please keep wearing your mask, even when you're out walking your dog.
She's isolating in Kiowa in that $20 million mansion, which, again...
They have to push back all the other Airbnbs because of this?
I don't know,
they finally
Taylor.
Have to get rid of the mold that's in there?
You got to do it. Can you do a quick Google search on the mansion they're staying in? Because I went back. I mentioned this yesterday on the show. I said I read a snarky piece about the mansion. I'm sure the mansion's like, hey, leave me out of this, okay? My mold is nobody else's business. But I think it was the New York Post ran a piece on the mansion and how it's not, even though it costs a lot of money, it's not up to snuff. Apparently, it was good enough for Joe, though. He didn't seem to complain. But he's leaving, by the way. He's leaving the mansion to go to D.C. to sign off on this IRS agent's production bill. And then what I heard through the grapevine, and I could be wrong on this, but I heard that then he goes back to Delaware. And then, and again, this is scheduling can change very quickly, but I have heard rumors that Joe is going to embark on a victory tour, you might call it, of this Inflation Reduction Act. Now, my big question there is, if he goes to these states to tout his huge win, all the success of spending billions of dollars so that we have 87,000 new IRS agents and a bunch of solar panels, and he goes to these states, are people who are up for re-election, are they going to stand by Joe on the stage, or are we going to get a lot of Stacey Abrams-esque excuses? Sorry, I had a dentist appointment that day. Don't think I can make it. Tell the president I said hi. I have a feeling he's not going to be greeted by a lot of these politicians. George, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, George.
So, Grace, I'm just thinking about what happened with this raid and everything else. And we're in a situation with Russia, right? China, we're visiting Taiwan, and we're trying to tell other countries what to do, right? Russia, how to deal with Ukraine, and China, don't do this with Taiwan. Look what we're doing to our political adversaries. We're raiding their homes, taking their passports. They've got to be saying to themselves, hey, that looks just like what we do to our political dissidents. And that's exactly what we do with our adversaries in Russia and China. So we're supposed to be almost so much better, right, than everybody else. We finger wag at the entire, world. But look at us and what we're doing, weaponizing the Department of Justice, the IRS. We're no better than Russia or China, and we have no right to tell them what to do in their world where they operate.
Yeah, and Tucker, last night, I want to play this cut for you, George, and we'll get your reaction. Can I have cut 12, please, Taylor?
If the New York Times told you that something like that was going on in Chad or the Gambia, what would your reaction be? You'd probably say to yourself, thank God I don't live in a place like that, a country where politicians used armed men to cling to power. Oh, but you do live in a country like that. You do. The evidence is all around us. We just don't want to see it.
Yeah, George, that's exactly what you just said. I mean, it really is disgusting that they are weaponizing these agencies to try to go after Donald Trump, whose only crime was, getting elected despite the best efforts of the swamp.
Right, and it doesn't matter, because as long as the FBI or DOJ says, oh, there were papers on nuclear codes, that's it, problem solved. Oh, they just didn't find it. Donald must have hid them, but they're still there. So they've got a win-win situation because no one holds them in check in the mainstream media. Although I do believe in November, we are going to be the check and balance.
Yes.
We're going to be the ones because now, I used to say, you know, poor Donald Trump, not anymore.
Yeah, no. What doesn't kill him makes him stronger. That's for damn sure. 844-500-4242. Ed just got a lot of things on my mind, so we're going to circle back to this call. Call in, weigh in. We're here, and it's the Grace Curley Show.
Nana.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
There weren't a lot of facts floating around. There still aren't. But there was a reason for that. They couldn't tell you the whole story. They couldn't release all the documents because that would jeopardize American national security. So instead, you're just going to have to trust them. And of course, you're going to have to listen to their outrage.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to get to today. Trump told us yesterday that the FBI took three of his passports. A lot of sources refuted that. Turns out he was telling the truth. Tell me where you've heard that before. Have you seen that film before? And now we're discussing the fallout from this raid and whether or not Merrick Garland is regretting it, because it doesn't seem like it was a narrow of a scope. It doesn't seem like they're going to be able to show us much from it because everything's top secret. And furthermore, the precedent that was set with Hillary Clinton makes it almost impossible for them to convict Trump of a crime. Dave, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, your last caller was mentioning something about that we're no better than China or Russia because, you know, we're raiding the home of a former president. But what would happen in China or Russia if a former leader had classified top secret documents in their home?
Let me think. What would happen? I don't know what would happen. I know what happens here. When a leader has classified top secret documents in their home, that either nothing happens in the case of Hillary Clinton, or they have their personal residence raided. So I'm more familiar with what would happen here. I can't walk you through really what the protocol would be if that happened in China, Dave.
Well, in the U.S., there was a legal search warrant for Donald Trump, right? And that happened after a subpoena, which he ignored. It happened after his lawyer signed an affidavit or signed a document saying that all classified information had been returned, right?
Yeah, but we also have Donald Trump saying that a lot of this information is declassified. We have Donald Trump and his team saying that some of this information was under attorney-client privilege. And so there's a few details here that I don't think you have or even I have. I think they're kind of up for debate.
Yeah. That needs to be proven. And supposedly Donald Trump, you know, changing the story every other day.
How has he changed his story?
Well, he came out and said that, there was a standing order that anything that left the White House was declassified. Yeah, that's a bunch of BS. Okay, you know that that's a bunch of BS.
I don't know that that's a bunch of BS. I know he tried to declassify a lot of documents. And for some reason, some of these documents that he wants declassified seem to really bother people in the FBI and in our intelligence agencies. Maybe it's because it's the nuclear codes, as the liberals like to tell us. But I'm skeptical of that, too, Dave. I would like to see it. I would like to see some of this stuff unredacted. Would you?
You know what? If that information was declassified, then you could make a FOIA request for it, couldn't you?
If that information was declassified, then I could make a FOIA request for it. Yeah, you can actually FOIA request things. For example, here's an example. So Barack Obama has 30 million papers, right? And you can make a FOIA request for one of those papers that should be back at the National Archives. It could take you a few years. But yeah, I guess I could if I really wanted to. Would you like me to do that?
Archives. That, again, more misinformation.
What's misinformation about it? Why is Barack Obama allowed to have 30 million papers that the National Archives wants back, but Donald Trump has 15 boxes in his basement, and somehow that's different? Is it because you know something about those documents that I don't know? I know they're top classified, top secret, really, really bad documents. But, Dave, I would remind you that Hillary Clinton also had top secret documents that she was not supposed to have on her server in her bathroom. And we were told that, yeah, it was grossly negligent, but it did not a crime it did not make. So how come when it's Hillary Clinton, it's not a crime? And how come when it's Donald Trump, it is a crime?
Did you not read where the National Archives totally refuted the 30 million documents that Barack Obama, he does not possess them. The National Archives possesses them. They are in the possession of the National Archives in a secure facility in Chicago that the National Archives runs.
Okay, but
in Barack Obama's possession. That was a statement put out by the National Archives.
Okay, but Dave, can I ask you this? Why is it okay for Hillary Clinton to have top secret information and it's not okay for Donald Trump to have top secret information? What is the difference between those two things? Is it because Trump was president and so he can declassify things and Hillary Clinton can't?
I can tell you the difference. Well, you know that he does not have a standing order to declassify anything that leaves the White House.
And neither does she. Neither does she.
Right. If that were true, what Donald Trump is claiming, that he has a standing order to declassify anything, right? Then if something was declassified by when he left there, but he didn't memorialize it, he didn't say to anyone else that it's declassified, how would anyone else know that it's declassified? If he took a document from, let's say the
You're not answering my question though. Because Dave, like in your biggest fantasy, what happens here? Does Donald Trump get arrested for this? Is this a crime?
Yeah, it is a crime.
But why wasn't it a crime when Hillary Clinton did it? Why wasn't it a crime? And you can tell me, oh, it's whataboutism, is this or that. It's the precedent that was set by the DOJ and the FBI, and nothing happened to her. In fact, she's making little hats about it right now. She's selling merch off of it. So what is the difference? That's my question. Why is one person allowed to do something and another person's not, besides the fact that his name is Donald J. Trump?
Okay. Would you like me to tell you how it's different?
Yeah, I've been waiting for it for like 5 minutes.
She had it on, it went to a server that, according to her, you can believe her or you don't believe her. Obviously, I'm sure you don't believe her, but she was investigated for it, and she was found that it went to her, that server, unbeknownst to her, okay? And Donald Trump took those documents. He had to direct someone to take those documents, right? And he took them. And then they were asked for them back, and they gave 15 or whatever boxes back. Right. And then they said, that's all we have.
A lot of the stuff you're saying, first of all, is what the FBI has told us so far. And I have every right to be skeptical of that. But another problem I have now is you're telling me that boxes secured in a basement that the FBI came and saw and said, can you put this lock on it? And they were fine with that being secure. That's less secure than someone having it on a server in their emails. Is that what I'm supposed to believe, that that's actually safer, that puts us less at risk? Because Hillary Clinton's emails were full of wedding plans and yoga invites and top secret classified emails that were going back and forth. And the excuses that she didn't know?
Should have been prosecuted for that. But she wasn't.
She wasn't.
But that doesn't deny the fact that what Trump has done is wrong. And you're defending him in every way possible.
No, I'm not, Dave. First of all, I don't have all the information on what he even has. And I'm sorry. I apologize that you take Christopher Wray and the DOJ and the FBI's word for everything. But I'm just more skeptical than you. I've seen them do things wrong before. If you want to look at some of the things they've done wrong, type in FBI mistakes and you will be informed. You don't have to go back like 100 years. You can just go back to Larry Nassar. These guys make mistakes. They are not infallible. And yeah, I am a little bit skeptical of them. And I don't know that everything you're saying about these documents that we're never going to see, we're never going to be allowed to see, because I'm sure, like you said, they're so dangerous and they're so bad that they'll never let us see them. I don't really know what's in there. I don't really know if this is all based off these top secret documents that you claim. I would like to see them with my own eyes. And we both know, Dave, that that's never going to happen.
That's right. You're not going to get to see top secret documents until they're declassified. That's right. No doubt. I agree that the evidence should be presented to the House and Senate Intelligence Committee. That's who should see these documents, the ones who have security clearance, right? But that doesn't mean, I mean, what was documented or what they took is classified information, right?
Some of it. Some of it was just his stuff. Some of it was just his passports.
Yeah, whatever about that stuff. I couldn't care less about that crap.
But Dave, right? You should care about that, because if someone got a search warrant for your home and they said, we know that Dave has a document that he's not supposed to have, and then they went through your wife's closet and they took your passports, you would care about that, I think. It wouldn't be whatever if it was your passports.
If they could get a search warrant signed off by a judge saying that I had classified documents, yeah, you know what? They should be able to search my home for that.
And they should be able to take whatever they want.
They didn't take whatever they wanted.
They took things that weren't on the warrant. They took things that weren't on the warrant. They even said it. They said, we took the passports. We're bringing them back. That's taking whatever you want.
You think that that doesn't happen in any search, that they vacuum up more stuff than they should take? Yeah, no doubt.
Dave, you're a lot more forgiving and trustworthy of the government and these intelligence agencies than I am. So I guess we just have to agree to disagree. I think if you're president of the United States and your home is being raided and it's unprecedented, and then they take your passports, and then everybody says you're a liar, they didn't take your passports, and then they admit that they did, oh, but we're trying to return them, that would bother me, Dave. And I don't know what's up with you. I don't know what's going on in your head that it doesn't bother you, but I think it should. I think it should, if someone can come into your home, rifle through all of your crap because you supposedly have some document, and then say, well, we can't reveal what document we found. Just trust us. Dave had a really bad document and now he's in trouble. I think that should bother you.
Document. But you did have those documents, right?
I don't know. I don't know if he even did.
They confiscated them.
I don't even know if he did, Dave. I haven't seen any of them. And I'm sure when I do see them, they'll all be redacted because it's a tale as old as time.
Yeah. You know what? You can sow all this mistrust and doubt and all this crap that you want, but they asked him, he already returned 15 boxes of classified information, right?
Right.
He'd already returned that he wasn't supposed to have, right?
Right.
And then he said that he didn't have any more, right?
I don't even know that. Here's a question for you, Dave. Why did they wait 18 months? If he had these top secret nuclear-related information, why did they wait 18 months? They just didn't know. They didn't know that it was there for 18 months. And then why did they wait 3 days after they got the warrant? It just wasn't that urgent for them to go that day. They wanted to take the weekend off. Does none of this stuff seem weird to you?
It doesn't bother you that Donald Trump had classified information in his basement?
Does it bother you that Hillary Clinton had classified information on her server?
I'm asking you. I asked you a question.
No, honestly, I don't know what I don't know. Dave, I don't even know what constitutes this classified information. So until I see the classified information, then I'll decide if it bothers me. I'm not going to decide on something that I don't even know what it is. I'm not going to say, yeah, that really bothers me that he had that. And they're not even telling us what it is yet. So no, I won't answer that question yet. I like to know till I have all the facts. That's when I'll make a decision. I suggest you start doing that too. Wait till you have all the facts to make a decision.
Hillary had? Did you know exactly what Hillary had?
Oh, boy.
Did you get to see those documents?
Dave, do you understand at all the point I'm trying to make here? Or is it just totally going over your head?
You want me to do the same thing for Hillary that I'm doing for Trump. Well, I want you to do the same thing, too. You want to be able to see the documents. But
yeah.
Did you see any of the documents that Hillary had?
No.
No, you didn't. But you assumed that she had all these classified documents, right? But you didn't see any of them, did you?
I saw the classifications, and they're the same classifications for Trump. But the only thing I'll say to that, Dave, and it's a good point, but the only thing I'll counter to that is I saw that Hillary Clinton never got in trouble for any of it. She got a slap on the wrist.
I've seen the classifications that Donald Trump had.
Yeah, so he should get a slap on the wrist, is what you're saying.
No.
Why, though?
Not
why? You're just saying we didn't see them for Hillary. They said they were top secret. Nothing happened to her. We're not seeing them for Trump. They're saying they're top secret. Now something should happen to him. How does that make any sense?
I never said nothing should happen to Hillary. When did I ever say that?
So do you think something should have happened to Hillary?
Should have. Yeah.
But it didn't. And now that's the precedent, Dave. You can't have one person do something and say nothing's going to happen to them. And then when the next person does it, you say we should throw the book at them. That's how a precedent is set. It almost makes it impossible now for them to try to convict him of a crime.
Precedent is set. It can't be changed.
Oh, it can, but they're going to look like flipping hypocrites.
Oh, so then the Supreme Court looks like hypocrites, huh?
Oh, okay. And the Supreme Court. I don't know even what we're going at with that. We don't have time to keep going, Dave, but good luck. I mean, I hope someday that there's not a search warrant that comes to your house and they can take everything, although I'm sure you'd be fine with it, according to you. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. It sounds a lot like today, but the good thing is that sometimes these moments offer a great opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden. You can get a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold as high as $5,000. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/grace. That's monetarygold.com/grace. We have full lines. We'll be right back with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Is it your statement then before this committee that Secretary Clinton should have known not to send classified material, and yet she did?
Well, certainly she should have known not to send classified information. And as I said, that's the definition of negligent. I think she was extremely careless. I think she was negligent. That I could establish.
Yeah, but they couldn't establish, I think, that she had the intent. And intent is going to be an issue when it comes to proving that Donald Trump was keeping these documents for nefarious purposes so that he could, I don't even know. I don't know what the fantasy is. A lot of people are texting in about that last caller. I tried my best to keep my cool. It does get.
We were building a secret lair, Putin and I. It was in a volcano. It's going to be great.
It does get kind of heated sometimes when you're going up against a moon bat. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent on you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com. Use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will the DOJ opt to release the affidavit?
No.
90% say no.
Tom, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, that previous caller said one thing that stuck with me, that Trump's always changing his story. Well, okay, so let's just say, for instance, he's right. The FBI is always changing their story. I didn't know the day after the raid that in June the FBI was there at Mar-a-Lago wanting to go through the documents that Trump took. It didn't seem to be a big deal that Trump was there. His lawyers were there. I don't know how many documents they brought back or
yeah,
whatever.
But Trump came down and said hello. You're right, Tom. There's a lot of this that doesn't make any sense, and there's a lot of it that doesn't add up. We're getting a lot of different stories. On one hand, they needed this warrant because it was this giant raid. They wanted it to be low-key, and yet they waited for Trump to be, you know, out of the state. And then on the other hand, they were in and out of there talking to Trump, and it was no big deal. So this is all things that raise red flags if you're paying attention in the slightest. Let's go to Peggy. You're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Peggy. Are you there, Peggy? Oh, let's go to Jake. You're up next. Go ahead, Jake, really quick.
Hey, Grace. The Presidential Records Act is not a criminal statute. There is no criminal penalty attached to it. The Espionage Act does have criminal penalties, but it has not been used since World War I.
Well, maybe they're going to try to bring it back. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. We will be talking to Stephen Miller from Spectator when we come back. Don't go anywhere.